Hello everyone and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad. Today we're going to talk about something very important in children. But before we start, I want to start with a story. A farmer had some puppies he needed to sell. He painted a sign advertising for pups and set about nailing it to a post on the edge of his yard. As he was driving the last nail into the post, he felt a tug on his overlip. He looked down and there was the little boy standing. "Mister," he said, "I want to buy one of your puppies." "Well," said the farmer as he rubbed the sweat off the back of his neck, "these puppies come from fine parents and cost a good deal of money." The boy dropped his head for a moment, then reaching deep down into his pocket, he pulled out a handful of change and held it up to the farmer. "I've got 39 cents. Is that enough to take a look?" "Sure," said the farmer, and he called, "Hey, Dolly, come here." Out from the doghouse and down the ramp ran Dolly, followed by four little balls of fur. The little boy pressed his face against the chain link fence. His eyes danced with delight. As the dogs made their way to the fence, the little boy noticed something else stirring inside the doghouse. Slowly, another little ball appeared. This one noticeably smaller. Down the ramp, it slid. Then, in a somewhat awkward manner, the little pup began hobbling towards the other, doing its best to catch up. "I want that one," the little boy said, pointing to the runt. The farmer knelt down at the boy's side and said, "Son, you don't want that puppy. He will never be able to run and play with you like these other dogs would." With that, little boy stepped back from the fence, reached down and began rolling up one leg of his. In doing so, he revealed a steel brace running down both sides of his leg, attaching itself to a specially made shoe. Looking back at the farmer, he said, "You see, sir, I don't run too well myself, and he will need someone who understands that." With the tears in his eyes, the farmer reached down and picked up the little pup. And you know what he did next. He handed the pup to the little boy. Today, we're going to talk about a very important topic, and it's called empathy. What is the difference between empathy and sympathy? Let's start with that. Empathy is shown in how much compassion and understanding we can give to another, whereas sympathy is more of a feeling of pity for another. In the ever-evolving landscape of child psychology, there's one superpower that stands above the rest all, and that is empathy. Today, I want to take you on a journey into the heart and minds of our little ones, and let's talk about this wonderful skill. I know what you're thinking. Empathy is a superpower. Isn't it just about feeling sorry for another one? No. Please just hold on there. Because empathy is so much more than that. It's the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. In the world of child development, it's like the secret weapon that equips your youngster to tackle life's challenges, and that too with grace and a lot of kindness. How empathy helps in different domains of life? Let's start with that. Empathy is the ultimate relationship builder. Imagine a world where people truly understand and care about each other's feelings. A world where conflicts are resolved with compassion instead of confrontation. Teaching empathy to children sets them on the path of building strong, meaningful relationships. It's like giving them a toolkit for social success. When kids learn to tune into others' emotions, they forge deeper connections, paving the way for healthier friendships and stronger bonds with family members. Empathy cultivates emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence isn't just for adults. It's a skill that can actually be nurtured from a very young age. Empathetic children become emotionally intelligent adults who are better equipped to handle their feelings and navigate the complexities of life. By teaching children to recognize and understand their own emotions as well as those of others, we are arming them with a powerful tool for their personal growth. Empathy is equal to kindness in action. That's number three. Remember the phrase, "Action speaks louder than words"? Well, empathy is the embodiment of that wisdom. When kids learn to put themselves in someone else's shoes, they are more likely to engage in acts of kindness. They become the superheroes who stand up against bullying, maybe offer a helping hand, share their last cookie with a friend in need. Empathy transforms them from passive observers to active change makers in the community. Empathy fuels problem solving. In a world that often seems divided and fraught with challenges, teaching empathy to children is like teaching them to be problem solvers. Again, this is obviously very important, right? Empathetic kids are better equipped to see issues from multiple angles, find common ground, and seek solutions that can benefit everyone. They become the problem-solving heroes our world desperately needs. So, I mean, dear listeners, the next time you hear someone say teaching empathy to children is important, yes, it is. Remember, they're just not talking about the feeling sorry for someone. They're talking about nurturing a superpower, the ability to understand, connect, and make world a kinder, more compassionate place. So that's about empathy. But how do we cultivate this empathy? That's where the true essence of this podcast also lies. Let's start with that. I have these are some 6 strategies that we as a team has put on so that maybe you can use them as it is, or maybe you can take an inspiration from them and probably devise your own way. So, number one, story time with a twist. Picture this. Your child's stuffed animal have an elaborate tea party, but one of them did get invited. Now, instead of swooping in with the rescue mission, let's employ the power of storytelling. Craft tales where character experience similar emotions like exclusion or sadness. Then ask your little one, what do you think the character felt? You'll be amazed at their empathy enhancing insights, I'm telling you. Step 2, feeling charades. This one's a blast for the whole family. Play a game of feeling charades where, you know, you can actually make some faces and the other person has to guess what emotion that face is telling. You won't believe it, but it's very important for kid to understand the facial expressions and the body language. And believe me, this game is going to give a laughter fit at your home. Number 3, the kindness calendar. Who doesn't love a good countdown? Create a kindness calendar together featuring daily acts of kindness. Small gestures like sharing toys maybe, or helping with chores, or writing a sweet note to a friend can go a long way. It's like an advent calendar of compassion minus the chocolate-induced sugar rush maybe. The what if game, that's a very important one there. Turn everyday scenarios while you're driving with your kid, or you know, you're just going for a walk, into an empathy building opportunities with the what if game. While you are out and about, just ask, hey, do you see that homeless person? How do you think that person feels? Or what if your best friend lost their favorite toy? What could you do to help? This game encourages perspective taking and, you know, create problem solving attitude, all while making car rides more entertaining. Step 5. Volunteer ventures. Of course, there are a lot of activities going on. Try to get your children be volunteer into them. When they do that, they not only understand that what really helping others mean, but they learn a lot from other volunteers as well. Step 6, empathy in action. Lead by an example. Children are like sponges, you know, soaking up behaviors they see in their role models, and that's you. Show empathy in your daily interactions with the cashier, your neighbor, or even when your child's had a rough day. Your tiny sidekick will learn more from your actions than from any superhero. Remember, building empathy is an ongoing adventure, not a one-time quest. Keep the laughter and learning flowing as you help your child harness into this superpower. Soon enough, they will be the ones championing fairness on the playground, offering tissues to a teary-eyed friends, and making the world a kinder, more compassionate place, one empathetic step at a time. I hope you've liked today's episode. So go ahead and try some of these tips, and I'll see you in the next episode. Have a very nice day. Thank you for listening to us. Do subscribe us if you haven't already.